The Story of Theseus and the Minotaur. Once upon a time, in the bright and bustling city of Athens, there lived a young prince named Theseus. He was not just strong and brave, but also clever and kind-hearted. Everyone in Athens knew that Theseus was always ready to protect his people from danger. One day, he heard about a terrifying creature that lived far away on the island of Crete, a creature so fearsome that it filled even the bravest souls with dread. This monster was called the Minotaur, a beast with the body of a man and the head of a bull. The Minotaur's Labyrinth. The Minotaur lived deep within a giant maze called the Labyrinth. The Labyrinth was a twisting, turning maze so complicated that anyone who entered it was lost forever. This terrifying maze was built by the brilliant inventor Daedalus, and it lay beneath the palace of King Minos of Crete. Every year, the cruel King Minos demanded that Athens send 7 young men and 7 young women to Crete as a sacrifice to the Minotaur. The people of Athens were heartbroken, but they had no choice. They had to obey the king's demands. When Theseus learned of this terrible situation, he knew he had to act. He bravely volunteered to be one of the 7 young men sent to Crete, but he had a plan. Theseus intended to enter the labyrinth, defeat the Minotaur, and end the cruel sacrifices once and for all. The journey to Crete. Theseus set sail for Crete with the others, determined to save his people from the Minotaur. When they arrived, King Minos welcomed them with a cold smile, confident that they would never return. But there was someone else in the palace who had noticed Theseus, King Minos's daughter, the kind and clever Princess Ariadne. She admired Theseus's courage and decided to help him, for she did not want to see such a brave hero lost in the labyrinth. The night before Theseus was to enter the labyrinth, Ariadne secretly met with him and gave him a ball of thread. She told him to tie one end of the thread to the entrance of the labyrinth and to let it unravel as he walked deeper into the maze. This way, he could find his way back to the entrance after facing the Minotaur. The Battle with the Minotaur. The next day, Theseus entered the dark and winding labyrinth, carefully unspooling the thread behind him. As he ventured deeper into the maze, the air grew colder and the shadows longer. Finally, in the heart of the labyrinth, Theseus came face to face with the fearsome Minotaur. The creature roared and charged at him, but Theseus was quick and brave. He fought the beast with all his strength, using his agility and wit to outmaneuver it. After a fierce battle, Theseus managed to defeat the Minotaur, and the labyrinth fell silent. With the Minotaur defeated, Theseus carefully followed the thread back through the maze, retracing his steps to the entrance. When he emerged from the labyrinth, the people of Crete were astonished, and Ariadne was overjoyed that her plan had worked. The Journey Home. Theseus and the other young Athenians set sail for home, free at last from the terror of the Minotaur. Princess Ariadne joined them on their journey, but during the trip, Theseus left her on the island of Naxos, where she was later found by the god Dionysus, who made her his wife. When Theseus finally returned to Athens, he was hailed as a hero. The people celebrated his victory over the Minotaur and his bravery in ending the terrible sacrifices. Theseus became known as one of the greatest heroes, admired not only for his strength but also for his cleverness and determination. The story of Theseus and the Minotaur teaches us that even the scariest challenges can be overcome with courage, clever thinking, and a little help from our friends. Theseus's adventure through the labyrinth reminds us that no matter how confusing or frightening the path ahead may seem, we can always find our way out if we stay brave and think carefully.